Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Kelly Rossman McKinney.
We were just talking.
The Rossman Group here on 1320 WILS. What Tom Crawford always says, the best part of our shows are the breaks.
Exactly.
Want to bring in our next guest, and that is Julie Birch, Habitat for Humanity of Lansing. Hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, just fine. Kelly and I were just talking about this plan in conjunction with National Day of Service. It sounds pretty cool.
It is. It's going to be a great day to kick off a build on MSU's campus in partnership with Whirlpool and the student population.
And where will it be and what will it be?
We are building a house on campus, a standard Habitat house. It's going to be 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, in the commuter lot in a corner of it, which is great because it won't really change student transportation. And we're going to build the house there in about a week and then move it to its permanent location on the south side of Lansing.
How cool. That is awesome, Julie.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, it's very cool. So how many people does it take to build a Habitat house?
Normally it takes about 500 people, but we think we're probably going to double that because we're going to be moving students in shifts in and out and try to get as many people as want to be involved into our job site with a hammer in their hand or a hard hat on their head.
Now, can you do a 24-hour-a-day kind of approach to this?
We don't have to, luckily, because we have a really great construction team that has a plan for a modular home.
This is going to start on September 11th, and you can be done by October 15th.
Yes, and we're going to move the house off campus to finish it because that's where the foundation is and everything. But we're going to have 3-hour crews in the morning and then another 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon. And then we might fit in some special guests in the evening.
You know what I think the coolest part of this is, Kelly?
What?
Where they're going to have the construction here is going to be right where a lot of people are parking for football games throughout September and early October. And how much attention and emphasis is that going to give Habitat for Humanity?
Well, it's going to be very, very cool. But so, Julie, when you're building a house like this, especially when you're not building it on the foundation yet, how do you start?
We start with what we call a deck. It basically is a simulated foundation, and it'll either be on the ground or on the back of a flatbed truck. We're not entirely sure yet. But the rest of it builds just like a house with the exception of the roof, which for moving purposes folds down, and then when it's set on the foundation, it folds back up. It's going to be the coolest thing I think I've ever seen.
What about the partnerships with Whirlpool Corporation and Michigan State University? How did those come about?
Whirlpool approached us first, and it's been a long time coming. We've had this in our brains moving around for a very long time, almost a year. And they were looking at expanding their Building Blocks program into campus communities and also communities where Whirlpool has a presence. They recruit very heavily on MSU's campus, and so it was a very natural fit for them. But it's the first time that Whirlpool and Habitat have joined with a campus community to build a house and then move it. So it's the first of its kind. Indiana University is going to be following in our footsteps, and they're going to do a build in late September into early October.
How terrific that Whirlpool is stepping up like that. You know, they are a Michigan-headquartered company, and they have certainly had their own share of hard times, but they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago about, I think, it's a new plant in Benton Harbor. And then this, I mean, they're really coming back strong. How exciting, Julie.
It's wonderful. They are not only a great Michigan company, but they're great supporters of the Spartan community. There are a lot of alumni in their network of people, and they're just as happy, I think, to be staying in Michigan and working with Michigan State as we all are to be working with them. They're a wonderful group of people and very excited.
How appropriate the keys to the new homeowners will be presented October 16th on homecoming.
Yes.
Oh, what a cool idea.
Yeah, we're very excited. We want to raise the profile of Habitat, and we want to be able to generate some conversation about ending substandard housing in Lansing. And there might not be a bigger platform in Lansing than an MSU football game. And we're going to get to talk about it in front of everybody. So people are really going to learn what a difference homeownership can make for the lives of a low-income family.
Now, is the family who's getting the house already selected?
Yes, and the future homeowner is an MSU student.
Oh, cool. It doesn't
get any better than that. She is getting her PhD in philosophy and is focusing on international development and ethics. And she's got three young girls, all of whom are right now in Australia working on research and visiting family. So they're going to get to come back with a bang and kick off their new house.
Julie, I should probably shut up about this, but I have a tendency to volunteer him for a lot of things. Do you know who is really good at home construction and maybe symbolically could go over and pound a nail or maybe a part of a cornerstone?
Who's that?
Tom Izzo. He has done a lot of this kind of stuff. When he was with Izzo and Sons in Iron Mountain, they did carpet, they did awnings, they did roofing. This was what they did, and that's how he got the work ethic, which has made him the basketball coach he is.
So he's a great coach.
Well, Julie,
we'd love to have him. Well, we'd sure take a volunteer like Tom Izzo.
I think that Jack just volunteered to get Tom Izzo to the work site. I think that's what I heard, Julie, so we're going to hold him to it.
I heard that, too, and I think all of your listeners heard it.
Well, we certainly run it by him, and you know what? That might be a really good thing for him to get his team involved because he likes to teach these life lessons, whether it's going to 9/11 Ground Zero, whether it's going to Pearl Harbor. And, you know, he likes to expose the athletes to the other side and show them that it's not just all about marching bands and cheering. And I think it might be a nice thing to take the team over there some night.
I was just going to ask if he'd consider taking the team. That'd be great. That'd be great. And
we
you know, one thing, Julie, you might want to mention, although maybe folks know that, is that the homeowner actually is required to put a lot of sweat equity in the home themselves, correct?
That's true, Kelly. Anna's going to be doing at least 300 hours of volunteer time, and she's already got in about 75. She's been working on projects, other people's homes, and she's also been helping out in our Restore location up in North Lansing. So she will work for at least 150 hours on her own home, and volunteers can come and meet her when she is working side by side with them.
I think if I were in that situation, Kelly, and I said I'm going to work 150 hours, the construction manager would say, go get lunch. That's part of your job because you're going to just mess this up. But that is important. I think the sweat equity part of this is part of what makes it so special.
You know, Jack, we like to tell people that we can teach anyone how to build a Habitat home. So you might be surprised that we would keep you on site.
You might want to be careful, Julie. I've actually seen him in person. I'm not so sure you want to take that on, but he would be fun to watch.
And Scott Eckersley would do a real good job for you, too, and he's got a lot of free time. So,
well, anybody who wants to can head over to HabitatLansing.org. And we've got an online volunteer registration, and we're going to start looking for volunteers. Now, students get first crack, but we definitely want Lansing people to get involved, whether it's with this build or any other build, really. We're always looking for volunteers. And if people don't want to swing a hammer, we've got a Restore. We've got committees and a board of directors that we're always looking for volunteers for.
You know what we are going to do, Julie, when you get this thing going in September, we're going to have one of our three interns, Andrea Nelson or Kelly Bernero or Chris Celladuri, go out there, and they're going to report live during the show, during the build. How's that?
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. That sounds great.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and I'm going to pass this message along to a certain basketball coach, and someday when you least expect it, you may have 15 guys coming and saying, give us some hammers.
We look forward to it. Thanks so much, Jack, and thank you, Kelly.
You bet, Julie. Good luck, and congratulations. It's a terrific project.
Thank you.
Julie Birch, Habitat for Humanity of Lansing, and Habitat home going to be built right in a commuter lot at Michigan State and then moved to Lansing. We'll be back with much, much more. Jack and Kelly, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.